Lord. Good to be here in the house of the Lord this evening. Glory to God. Jesus was more than a man. He was all God and all man. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Left heaven from down here from this earth for us. Their glory to God. Not to benefit himself, but to benefit us. Amen. That we can be bought back. Amen. We can receive redemption from God.
Yeah.
Amen. Our souls go back from whence they come from.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He's still the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
Praise God. If you got your Bibles, I ask you to open them up there to John chapter number 5. A real familiar scripture this evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I've enjoyed this service this evening.
Yes.
Praise God. There's a sweet spirit in this house tonight. If you don't mind, please stand in reference to the reading of God's Word. Not out of no respect for me, amen, but out of respect for the Lord. Something I've always done.
Bless you, Lord.
I didn't do it for a little while, and the Lord looked me for it. I said, Lord, I won't do it no more.
Okay.
I'll ask them if they're able to stand, they can. If they don't, I'll do that between them and you.
Amen.
Amen. But it's good to be here. Here in John chapter 5, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're on the same page. Glory to God. And the Bible says, verse number 1, after this there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in this case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you give us, and ask you, dear God, continue to abide with us. For we ask you, Lord, to just anoint your word tonight. We'll let it go out and accomplish what you have set forth for it to do. You said it would not return to you, Lord. Lord, we just lift up this church, ask your blessings, Lord, to be upon it. Lord, we pray for the pastor tonight and ask you, dear God, to just bless him, give him souls for the labor that he puts forth, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for all that you do. Lord, we thank you for that cool breeze that we felt, Lord, in the heat of the day. Lord, the one, Lord, we waited for. And Lord, you sent it to us when we needed it the most. Lord, we just thank you, dear God. Go with us and glorify yourself tonight, Lord. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate you staying reference to the reading of God's Word. And I don't have anything new tonight. In fact, children, I have something very old.
Yeah.
Amen. We've not painted it, ain't tried to restore it in any way. Amen. It's all original this evening. You know, we live in a world where it seems like people like old things. You know, they like old cars. They like old trucks. They like old jewelry. Anything that is antique seems like people likes that. And I've just got the gospel of Jesus Christ for you tonight. Ain't come to preach anything else besides that.
Amen.
It's still the just as powerful tonight as what it's ever been. Praise God. The Bible talks about here that after this was the feast of the Jews. It said that Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
You know, Jesus went to all these feasts that they had. I mean, he never missed any of them. And, you know, the Bible talks about that while he was there, you know, that he went by, you know, this sheep market.
that he, you know, had been there for I don't know how many hundreds or even thousands of years, where they brought their animals in when it was time for the Passover feast, and they would sell them to people for their sacrifices. Well, little did they know that at that time that the ultimate sacrifice, that the Lord Jesus Christ, that He had come to town, people would not need another sacrifice. Amen. Their glory to God. Amen. You know, Jesus was that Passover. Yeah. He was the Passover back in the day of Egypt. Mm-hmm. Each and every lamb that was killed, every bit of blood that was ever shed and was put up on the doorposts and up on the mantles of the houses. Amen. And when the death angel came, you know, the Bible says that it would pass over them. Yeah. When it saw that blood. Glory to God. Amen. You know, that same blood, amen, it's still just as powerful tonight. Yeah, right. You know, we apply that to the doorpost of our hearts and to the levels of our soul there, glory to God. Amen. And if we'll do that, you know, we won't have to taste of that second death. You know, death to take us out of this world, but glory to God, we won't have to taste of that second death like the children of disobedience. Yeah. You know, I guess if I had a thought that I might could share with you this evening, it would be a time with the King. Yeah, time with the King. You just hold on to that thought there, amen, for just a little while. Yeah. Amen. Because this great King, amen, not an earthly King, amen, that would sit there in this palace, amen, and would send their young men off to war. Amen. It ain't an earthly King. Amen. They wanted to build a name up for himself. Amen. But an eternal King. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And the Bible says that he left heaven where he was rich. And he came to this world where he became poor. Amen. For our sakes. Amen. The Bible says. Amen. That ye, through his poverty, and that we could be rich. Amen. That we could be rich as kings here. Glory to God. Amen. This King, amen, was here. In Jerusalem this day, amen, the Bible talks about a man, amen, who was laid on the porch, amen, he waited there for the angel of the Lord to come down, and as the angel of the Lord would come down at a certain time, I don't think they knew exactly, Brother Jerry, when that angel would come, but my friends, they had to be ready, there when that angel would come down, and it would trouble that water, and if they would step in the first one, amen, they got into that water, would be healed of whatever sickness there that he had. I believe, my friends, amen, that this man, he might have almost got down in that water just a few times, but somebody would jump in right before him, amen, and would knock him out of being healed. But my friends, let me tell you, I believe he had something inside of him that the others up on that porch that didn't have. He had faith, amen. And a King there, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, friends, and his faith is what made him whole. Yeah. Amen. Because he believed in this King. Amen. That come that day. You know, there's been great kings in the world. You know, David was a king. You know that? Mm-hmm. He was known for a man after God's own heart. Amen. But old King Solomon, amen, he was a great king. Amen. He prayed for wisdom. Then God granted him that. Oh, don't you wish that we could have a leader in our country? Amen. That would, amen, lead his people. Amen. Back to God. Amen. Wouldn't that be good tonight? Amen. That would, you know, lead us. I've always said it, children. Amen. If we get on fire for God, they come to watch us burn. And there's just something about a fire, amen. It draws people to it. Amen. We was on our way back to church Sunday night. Amen. We was having to go back up across New Woodcliff. Amen. We was up on top of that mountain. We crossed over the railroad tracks there. There two or three, four times, I guess. Amen. And we passed by the church. Amen. We was almost in the Monterey. Amen. All of a sudden, amen, we looked up and we saw lights up flashing. I said, why? Why they got a roadblock up here on this mountaintop. Amen. So we started slowing down. Well, I seen the smoke just rolling. Amen. There's an old truck that ran off the road. They caught on fire. And I mean, that thing was burning to the ground. Amen. We looked around and all these people was coming. Well, they had the binoculars and man, they was looking out through there. Amen. And then, you know, see that fire rolling. I looked over at my wife. I said, see, I told you. Amen. People, my people people to come just to see the fire burn. Amen. If we get on fire for God, amen, they'll come. Amen. Just to see it. They're glory to God. Amen. Because we've got something that they don't have. Amen. We've got a relationship with an eternal King. They're glory to God. Amen. I believe. Amen. If we would serve Him in the way that we're supposed to, in spirit and in truth. Amen. I believe that we would lead the lost. Amen. To Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God tonight. Ain't you glad I've not come out with anything new? Amen. There's something old there, glory to God. Amen. From the least, the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. The first and the last, the beginning and the end there, glory to God. Amen. He's everything in between. Oh, you know what? Amen. I was out there in the world, children, for about 22 years. Amen. I dabbled around out there in sin. Friends, but glory to God. March 18th, 1993, I called upon, amen, the name of Jesus. And I professed Him the King of my life. I said, Jesus, I don't even know what to say to you or even to begin. He said, I already know everything that you've ever done. And glory to God. Oh, let me tell you something, child. Amen. The devil. Amen. He was having a big debate that day about my soul. Amen. Because he was trying to keep me out there in the wages of sin. Amen. He said to Jesus, I'm sure he did, Jerry.
Amen. Let's move.
Don't you know this guy? Jesus said, yes. I know him. He said, well, this is the head shaver. Jesus said, yes, I know him. He said, don't you know what he's done? He said, yes, I know everything that he's ever done. He said, oh, but don't you know his capabilities, all the things that he could do? Jesus said, yes, I know his capabilities. I know him better than what he knows himself. Amen. He said, oh, but listen, he won't stick with you. He'll come back out. He'll come back to me again. But glory to God, I stand before you tonight. Amen. Amen. About 22 years later, saved and sanctified you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. On my way to heaven tonight. Amen. Because I serve an eternal King. Oh, listen, friends. Amen. Jesus said, let me tell you something, devil. He said he's going to preach my word for me. And he don't even know it. Amen. I had no idea. Amen. What I was going to have to do. And let me tell you, all the people that walked out on me, Jerry. Amen. Friends that I thought that I'd have. Amen. They would turn their back. Oh, listen. I believe you know what old David felt like. Amen. When he was going out there. Amen. To face Goliath and everybody else. Was headed back towards their tent. Amen. Oh, let me tell you something. But glory to God. Amen. As old David ran towards old Goliath that day, slinging that rock. Amen. He let it go. Let me tell you something. I believe that Jesus, that solid rock, amen, he was a punch. Amen. Behind that rock, it knocked that big man to the ground. I don't know what you're going through tonight. Let me tell you, friends, but we have an eternal King. And His name is Jesus tonight. Amen. Whatever problem you may think you have, or how big you think it is, He's bigger.
Yeah,
He's bigger. Oh, glory to God. Amen. This is over in the book of Chronicles. If my people which call by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And turn, he said, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven.
Amen.
He said that I'll forgive their sin.
Yes,
he said I'll heal their lands. Oh, my friends, if he's there for the time that we need to come humble, amen, before our King.
Amen.
Oh, preacher, do I have to do something like that? Amen. When I have to get humble, amen, before this King. Oh, let me tell you something. Amen. There was a woman, amen, over in the book of Luke. Amen. She found that Jesus was at Simon the Pharisee. Pharisee's house. Amen. She went there. Amen. All she had to bring this eternal king was a little bit of anointing oil. Amen. The Bible says that old Simon, he never welcomed this king in with a kiss on his cheek. He didn't wash his feet when he came in. Amen. But he was trying to trick him into something he could get him caught up in. But my friends, this little woman come in there. Amen. And she just knelt down behind him. Amen. Because she wasn't even worthy to get in front of this king. Amen. The Bible says, amen, she anointed his feet. Amen. And then the tears that come out of her eyes. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Those are the same eyes. Amen. That lusted after sin. Amen. But then, amen, they begin to stream tears out.
Yeah.
Godly sorrow, amen, falling upon the feet of Jesus. Let me tell you something tonight. Amen. When you get at the feet of Jesus, it'll take you to the heights unknown. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, listen. Amen. She just stayed behind him. Amen. I believe that she even took the hair of her head and began to dry his feet. Oh, listen, friends. Ain't you ever thought, well, I don't have anything, amen, to come to you with. Amen. He's a king. Yeah. Amen. My shoes, amen, they're not very well. They was given to me, amen, by my brother-in-law. These old Goodwill clothes. Oh, he said, but glory to God, I don't care one bit, amen, to come to the feet of Jesus tonight. While the Bible talks about, I believe it's over somewhere, amen, in Mark's Gospel, amen, chapter number 5 or something like that. Amen. It talks about a man. He was a lunatic. Amen. Living in the over there. Amen. In the cemeteries. Amongst the dead. While Jesus come into this life, I believe it's over. John 10 and 10. The thief come but to steal and to kill. He said, but I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. He don't want us to live in the midst of the dead tonight. Amen. He wants us, amen, to have life to the fullest. Therefore, being justified by faith, over in Romans chapter 5 and 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me, son. Amen. We cannot have peace with ourselves until we have peace with an eternal king. There'll always be an empty void. Amen. There inside of us. And as Jesus, amen, he went over into the country of the Gadarenes. Oh, that old lunatic. He saw Jesus. And the Bible says that he ran towards him. And he fell down upon his knees. And he worshipped him. Friends, we want to see things done in our lives. We're going to have to learn how to worship God. Amen. In spirit and in truth.
Amen, brother. Bring it on.
You know, people always thought for the longest time that worship and praise is the same thing. But it ain't.
No.
People think my dedication and commitment is the same thing. But it isn't. It's different.
Yeah.
I remember as just a young boy. I'll get back on that lunatic here in a minute. Praise God. I remember as just a young boy. My grandmother used to tell us the story. She said, gather around me, children. So I'm like, I'll tell you something old. Amen. Something from a long time ago.
Yeah.
Said the Lord.
Yeah.
He went and had breakfast with a group of people one time. And then the animal says, well, we're going to provide everything. The chickens, they gave the eggs for this breakfast for the Lord. And the cow, they gave the milk. They're for the breakfast for the Lord.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they were dedicated into this.
Uh-huh.
But my friend, listen, the pig, he said, I'll give the bacon. Amen. Listen. Amen. That pig was committed.
Yeah.
It gave its life.
Yeah.
Jesus, he said, I commit my spirit unto you, Father. Amen. Listen, that lunatic of a man that was dead, amen, in them tombs that cut himself up. He came running to Jesus and he fell down upon his knees and he worshiped him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, glory to God. They bind him up and he couldn't be held. He bust the chains in two. Yeah. He was a crazy man.
Yeah.
And they stuck him out here in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Ah, friends, let me tell you something. Jesus knew where he was.
Yeah.
He was the King from glory. Amen. That an earthly king. Amen. He sat around there in the palace. Amen. This king. Oh, he left the palace. Amen. He went out in the midst of the people. Amen. To love them. And to show great compassion. Amen. To the people. Amen. This king was Jesus. They're glory to God. And as he was there in this lunatic. Amen. He cast the devils out. Amen. The people, they came out. Amen. They was expecting to see this wild man that they chucked out of town. Amen. They saw a man that was sitting there with an eternal king. He wasn't buck naked anymore. Amen. But he had clothes on him. Amen. The Bible says that he was in his right mind. Amen. Oh, listen. We serve an eternal king tonight.
Amen.
He has compassion upon us. Amen. He showed compassion upon the people above, the multitudes by the seaside. And he told his disciples to feed them, lest they faint by the wayside. Oh, praise God tonight. Listen. There was a man by the name of Blind Bartimaeus. Luke chapter number 18. Sat by the roadside begging. Never had seen a day in his life.
Amen.
And he was sitting there by the wayside and he heard something coming up through there. A multitude of people. And he said, "What meaneth this?" They said, "It's Jesus of Nazareth."
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. He began to cry out, "Jesus of Nazareth, O thou son of David, have mercy upon me."
Yeah.
Unlike the kings of this world, he's a merciful king.
Yeah. Amen.
And he said, "What wilt thou that it have me to do for thee?" He said that I may receive my sight.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. Jesus was walking with a multitude of people. I mean, it's a big bunch of them.
Yeah.
And he stopped in mid-stride.
Glory.
For a blind man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I've studied up on some kings of this world. Some's known as the conqueror. Some known as the tyrant.
Mm-hmm. Bless him.
Some known as the widowmakers.
Mm-hmm.
But this great King from glory showed love and compassion.
Yeah, amen.
Showed mercy.
Yeah.
He's an eternal reigning king.
Yeah. Amen.
That stopped for blind Bartimaeus. And I've often thought, Brother Eric, how many times that I could not see things very clear.
Amen.
I told you I wandered around out there in sin for about 22 years and never once did I ever tell anybody that going to hell meant everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
I never said that, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, but after living for this king, going to heaven means everything to me, child. Oh, just like old blind Bartimaeus I was when he opened up my eyes and I could see things so much clearer.
Amen.
I believe it says something like this in the scripture, you walk in the light, you'll not stumble in the darkness. That's why so many people are stumbling around.
Mm-hmm.
That's why so many people are still getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's why so many people are having car wrecks tonight. So many people still opening up taverns on the corners. Mm-hmm. So many people still into pornography. So many people still indulging in the oldest sins, but thinks they're doing it in the most modern ways.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't nothing new under heaven. It's because they've not accepted this eternal king.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never have peace with yourself until you sail plumb out to him.
He paid the price. He paid the price for us to redeem us.
Amen. Bless you.
My goodness. You know, you've built things. You've been a carpenter in your lifetime, and you've had to go buy material. You've had to buy hammers over the year, probably wore out perfectly good ones. You've had to go buy another. Had to buy nails, had to buy all sorts of things, saws and stuff. I've never been able to find anywhere in the Scripture, if you have, I'd like for you to show it to me, where Jesus actually went out and purchased any kind of building material. I mean, now, when they would come to tax him one time, I'm closing, but they come to tax him one time, he sent his disciples down to catch a fish and had a coin in its mouth.
Yeah.
He brought it back and he told them to render on to Caesar what is Caesar's, but render on to God what is God's.
Yeah.
So I can't find where he purchased anything, no building materials, no hammers or anything like that to build anything with. I know he had to have it to build something with. I'll tell you what I found. I found where Jesus, where he paid the price on a rugged cross. Amen. He paid the price on a rugged cross to redeem our souls.
Amen.
To buy them back, to purchase us back from Satan himself.
Amen.
I mean, the grace of God shone down upon us in such a way. You know, grace in an earthly term is to pay a debt back. We pay a debt. Amen. And the grace period is a banker's term that they use. There's a grace period when we get behind on the payments. Mm-hmm. Any of us ever lost anything because we couldn't keep up the payment? I've lost some things in my life because I couldn't make the payment on it. They come and took it back from me. They give me a grace period to get caught back up on it. Let me tell you something. But the grace of God, He pays a debt for us that we could not pay.
Amen.
Have you ever heard of a king doing such a thing? Jesus did.
Amen.
Oh, friend, listen. He paid the price.
Amen.
He paid it on Calvary.
Amen.
When he hung between the heavens and the earth, a king for people like us, just poor old country folks, that we could go into his kingdom.
Amen.
I don't know where you stand with the Lord tonight. I know that there's a king. He's knocking on doors this evening. If he's knocking on yours, open up and let him in. Open up and let him in.
Yeah.
Be the wisest choice you ever made. Amen. Brother Jerry, I'll turn it back over to you.